So good afternoon. I'm going to talk about building public-private open-source ecosystems, focusing in GFOSS's effort to bring together industry and academic collaboration. So I'm Alexandros Melidis, I'm the director of GFOSS. I'm also a newcomer to FOSDEM. GFOSS is a non-for-profit organization. It was built by the majority of Greek universities and research centers, having a purpose to connect the dots within Greece's open source ecosystem. We've got a holistic definition of what open source and openness is about, not only technologies, but also hardware, open data, and governance. The slides don't move. Anyway, let me start by giving some important context. We see the strategic importance of open source technologies rising, especially within the context of digital autonomy and digital sovereignty. And this is not just plain talk. We see history happening in both sides of the Atlantic. We see recent developments in China and in the US. So more than ever before, our communities need stable sources of funding. And this is a big opportunity to connect academic innovation with what industry needs. And we've got pretty good evidence from the recent Harvard study, which says that companies and enterprises would have to spend 3.5 more times if they are not using open source. But things are not good, both in the private and the public sector in Greece, and I don't know how many of you are familiar with what's happening, but we face big challenges in both private and the public sector. In the public sector in Greece, we see... Yes, I know it. Sorry for this. So we see very low penetration of open source solutions. The decision makers and the stakeholders within the Greek public administration are very keen towards adopting proprietary solutions due to perceived lower risk, and all the procurement frameworks are very much in favor of established vendors. The situation in the private sector is not better. We see widespread adoption, but opportunistic use of open source. The tragedy of commons is very much the case in Greece. There's very little or no contribution back to projects, and lack of a structured collaboration between stakeholders, and this entails into missing innovations for collaboration. So what we are proposing a new collaboration framework. We open up our membership base, currently involving only research institutions and universities. So we open up with a tiered corporate membership based on the revenue of its companies. We've got a special provision for startups to join us for free for 2 years, and a balanced voting system in order not to compromise and alter the original scope of GFOSS, which has academic and research institutions as shareholders. And we reserve 2 seats in the membership, in the board for the private sector. So what is our value proposition to companies with which we will collaborate? They will have direct access to academic expertise. Our representatives in academic institutions have a sabbatical, and why not spend their sabbatical in the R&D department of companies that will collaborate with G4s? We will assist them in policy guidance, and we will have a joint collaboration efforts in research projects, both in European and national context. Talent development. We are very active in the context of Google Summer of Code, and we are very keen to design a tailored program according to specific needs of companies. It will be something like Greek Summer of Code. We are working with specialists in order to create specific lessons for university coursework in integration, and we are designing projectathons, and why not legislathons. So how all this is connected or can be connected with the EU policy landscape? I think that there is a pseudo-dilemma between having as an open source community to choose between focusing on European companies and European champions on the one hand, and on the other hand sticking with the global value of the open source commons. This is a false dilemma. We can have them both. We can strongly invest in core European open source projects that consist the commons in infrastructure, for example, PostgreSQL, Drupal, Matrix, Nextcloud, among others, of course, and create a strategy, a solid strategy, at both the national and local and European level for digital public goods with dedicated EU funding. So we can have, we can combine the merits of both worlds. And of course, a radical procurement reform, open by default, can be a requirement for public software. And why not have mandatory open source alternatives evaluation? Let's don't stick on being of the defensive and get on the offensive. Why not? Why not raise the ambition of our community? And preference for local open source vendors, service provider. We will try and create a small ecosystem of vendors, of SMEs, of Greek SMEs that can cooperate with the European counterparts and become, at a small scale, at the beginning, open source vendors. So thank you very much, and I'm open for any questions.
Thank you very much, Alexandros. I think we will take one question, and then we have to wrap up and get to the next panel, but to the next speaker. If I can already ask Florian Borab and Frédéric Desbiens up on stage. And then I'm not sure who had their hand up first.
Yeah. Have you already achieved contact with private entities? Is there something already ready?
Yes, we are at an informal consultation right now, at the stage of an internal informal consultation. We will open up the consultation, but we have good prospects. Let's see what happens.
Thank you very much.